I would like to lead you in a closing meditation. And this will help further, it will help you further merge and bring together the masculine and the feminine energy that we've been speaking of. It's nothing to do with gender of your body. You are all well aware of that. But it has to do with the left and the right spheres of your brain that you have worked with repeatedly. And I encourage you to do this. Now take a deep breath. I would like you to center yourself in your sacred heart and be in that state of love, the undifferentiated love of Source. Feel that presence within you, the harmonious presence of undifferentiated love. Now let us go into the pineal area, into the frontal lobes of the brain, the lobe above the eyes, where those three crystalline forms are located. And with your attention, begin to activate those crystals in a fifth dimensional frequency range, very stably and unified. See how brilliant those seed crystals are becoming. The light is very apparent within them. The seed crystals hold memories of the uniqueness of your soul. They hold memories of the vastness of your spirit. They are activated now for you to start to remember them in the presence of your sacred heart that is held in perfection in the white, luminous star tetrahedron. Next, see the recorder cell over your right ear that also holds memory. It has recorded every event of every soul experience. Infuse the recorder cell with the undifferentiated light, source light, to activate it to another level, bringing it into the stable fifth dimensional frequency range. So the memory of the vast knowledge that you possess at a soul spirit level begins to flow into you. All of those are accessed in your sacred heart, not through the brain, but through the heart. Your human brain, as it was configured in a third dimensional body, was configured in separation. and there was a division that you have a while back taken a laser light and began to work on that division to lessen it, so the left and the right brain function more harmoniously. Very gently now, take your laser light and very, very lightly run it through the division. One more time. Just once. Notice how that there seems to be movement between the two spheres of the brain. There's a pulsing, and the pulsing of the left part of the brain and the right part of the brain begins to pulse in a harmonious sequence. There's no longer a great divide or division because the pulse of the left side of the brain and the right side of the brain has become coherently pulsing as a unit. There's still a little division, but not much. The pulse is in perfect unity. You will begin to see very shortly that the masculine and feminine, the rational and more expansive side of you, can be present simultaneously as you begin to create. You see a much broader picture in your creations, because the left and the right brain are working more harmoniously, not against each other, but with each other. Just as Metatron's cube and the flower of life have begun to unify your sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine, bringing them into a unified expression within you. This functioning of a unified pulse in the brain and your ability to coherently express your divine feminine and divine masculine are most important events that have occurred in this very moment. The influence of the seed crystals and recorder cell is more active, and it will assist you greatly in your creative process. You will find less stress, more coherence in your creations and in your body. Feel how relaxed your physical body is at this moment, because the pulsing in your brain is synchronized. The heart is open and receiving the memory codes. Your Merkaba field is operating at 100% light. You are a beautiful expression of the divine image. You have no limit. You are vast beings of light. feel the refined essence of your beingness. We will close our session this evening in this grand state of unification, operating from the vastness of spirit, unified in the collective consciousness of the all that is. You are that beautiful expression of the collective in form. Blessings, beloveds. Blessings.